This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The story today is Pennsylvania, but on an election reporting trip there earlier this month, I found something that left the politics tasting a little bland. Portfolio.com, which caters to people who have portfolios, says a local eatery in a small Pennsylvania town, Kennett Square, is the most difficult reservation get in the country. Welcome to Tallulah's Table. It's kind of small inside, more like a neighborhood market. It's got shelves of fresh breads and exotic mustards and brownies, and who cares about the diet cheeses? All selected by the co-owner. She's Amy Oleksii.
All these fridges are filled with like our own sausages, our line of soups, lobster pies, and then prepared foods and probably 150 cheeses. And this is my domain all day. I pretty much just live here. I've spent my life studying cheese, so I pretty much bore people to tears about that stuff. Come on back.
That's in the kitchen, where we find Amy's husband and partner at Tallulah's, the chef, Brian Sikora, and he's whisking away at something.
Egg white. Four. The first course, it's egg custard with crab, and we use a little egg white in the sauce. It's a parsnip sauce. It's a puree. We add the egg whites right at the last minute to aerate it, so it's frothy.
This will be the first of 8 courses tonight for 12 lucky patrons who plan ahead. You see, Tallulah's Table is just that. It is one large farm table that seats about a dozen people. One sitting, one menu, once a night. Be there at 7:30 if you can get your reservation.
It's really as first come, first serve. At 7 o'clock, we answer the phone. I mean, we go with our computer's time, and that is the first we'll take a reservation for that day, 1 year away.
They are completely booked until then. So, call tomorrow morning, and if you are the first to get through at precisely 7 a.m., you'll be able to reserve the table for April 23rd, 2009. It's not a gimmick, says Amy. It's simply the way things have worked out. For her own peace of mind, she will not book any farther in advance.
People with Fridays and Saturday nights, they just say, give me any Saturday night then. And they'd go 10 years out if you let them. You know, they'd say, just give me the next Saturday then. So, for me, I had to create a deadline.
Okay, so why is this place in rural Pennsylvania, about an hour from downtown Philadelphia, why are they taking reservations 1 year in advance? Well, to mangle a worn political phrase, it's the food, stupid. So let's start. Out in the main dining room at the farm table, they're all ready. Meanwhile, I am with producer Steve Prophet back in the kitchen again, where Amy and Brian have set a place for us.
It's remarkable how calm and organized this kitchen is. I've actually worked in kitchens before. I've been a dishwasher. Kitchens are normally chaotic. There's all kinds of craziness. People yelling and screaming and banging and this and that. This kitchen is very calm. At last. The first course, so simple, so elegant.
A single brown egg on end in a small bowl, the top broken away, and inside something wonderful.
It's an egg custard with Jonah crab meat, the frothy parsnip sauce with a little bit of cardamom, and then we're garnishing it with a little fried shallot and parsnip chip.
8 courses. They call this a tasting menu. The menu is seasonal, the same, every day for 5 or 6 weeks. All fresh, almost all very local.
Dear listeners, it's an hour and a half now after the meal has started. We've had the first 4 courses, beginning with the egg custard, going on to the mushroom risotto, the hand-rolled rigatoni with snails, and onto a fish dish, a pompano roasted with a mango saffron broth. We're ready now for the pork ossobuco, followed by the lamb, and then the blue raisin chutney, the semolina, and then the... Well, I have to say, I'm feeling all right. Ah, the table settings, the food, the wine, and the hours blend into a singular experience that ends in chocolate. Brian likes to present dessert himself out at the main table.
It's a coffee-infused Bavarian cream with bittersweet chocolate, white chocolate, cocoa nibs around the outside. A shortbread underneath that has a little bit of citrus, and then a blood orange jelly on top with a little blood orange salad along with it. So enjoy it. Thanks again for coming out.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Happy birthday.
Happy unbirthday.
Thank you.
Tallulah's served what was maybe the best meal I've ever had in my life, and at a very reasonable price. And people are hearing about this place. The actor, John Turturro, came all the way down from New York. And when dinner was done, he sat in the back in the kitchen where we did. He said each dish was a separate love affair. It was the kind of meal you'd request before your execution. So there it is, dear listeners, food to die for. Eight courses. Eight courses. Good night.
You guys got a great assignment.
We have pictures of Tallulah's table, of the food, and we have a special recipe from the proprietors, Amy Alexi and Brian Sikora, all that at our delicious website, npr.org. And oh, good luck with that reservation. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.